The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Life's torn apart. The pain is so heavy on your broken heart. Somehow you have to go on. Don't wanna, but I have to be strong for our three kids. Having to live this life of my own, adjusting to changes and carrying on. But it's lonely without you more than anyone knows. Can't think of the future without you as I go. Day after day, trying to find a way. It's hard, but I'll do it for our three kids. Seems to be worthless pain that I never knew. And I see what you left for me, and they bring back the memories, our three kids. I can't believe this could happen to me, or our family could be broken like this. By the rules, how can life be so cruel? Now we're left with this loneliness, just me and our three kids. They are the ones who will carry me through. The days are so empty, my life without you just seems to be worthless pain that I never knew. And I see what you left for me, and they bring back the memories, our three kids, our three kids. I thank you, baby, for our three kids. I miss you, baby.
Here at Radio Southland, we're proud to play Kiwi music, and we want to play even more Southland music. So, if you're a Southland musician and you've produced some of your own original music, I want to hear from you. If you've got a song you think we could play, then bring me a copy along with a brief description of yourself and why you think we should play it. Drop me an email to Darren, that's D-A-R-R-E-N, at radiosouthland.org.nz and let's sort out a time to talk. Playing more of Southland and New Zealand on air, we are Radio Southland 96.4.
Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm Tom Moana, and that was Cornerstone. Now, I've got something to tell you, much like that last track. That was called Something to Tell You. Now, I did say that I was going to talk about my three kids, or our three kids. So yes, Olivia and I's three kids. As you may know, we had a wee goat, and her name's Onion. Now, we got this wee goat by, you know, we needed some food for a Christmas feed, so we went out hunting, and turns out there was a little kid just there. So we decided we would need, or we would keep this wee kid, and we named her Onion, and then we decided she needed some big brothers. Why would she need big brothers, you ask? Well, we also have a wee dog called Rusty, and Rusty liked to, jump on and maul our wee goat. Not in a bad way. Just enough to cause a couple of little scrapes and bumps and things. So we thought, well, let's see if we can find our wee girl a couple of big brothers. I wasn't expecting the word big to be the word of the day. I was expecting a couple of wee boys. You know, something similar to the size of wee Onion. And boy, was I wrong! So the photo, imagine this, if you will. There was a photo, and it had a couple of goats on it, and it had a couple of cable drums just stacked on top of each other. And I was looking at those cable drums, looking at the background going, oh yeah, they're not big cable drums. They're medium-sized 50-meter roll, power line cables or something like that cables. And I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. These are the cable drums that you would see, big, thick, blue PVC piping that would be used for underground water. Now, these things are huge. So now that we've got the size of the cable drums out of the way, let's talk about the goats. They're huge. They're massive. They're giants. They are not wee goats. They are not at all. Bronx stands up at my chest. Bronx is a big boy. He's muscly. He's just a beast. In fact, he managed to break through some chain link chain. Not the little tiny stuff, it was a good chain link as well. Now, we fixed that the other night, and I'm expecting him to snap the 1,000-ton rope that's attached to him as well. But he's probably going to chew through it, to be fair. But I'm expecting him to snap through it. I'm expecting to see him in a couple of mornings' time back in the front yard. Anyway, this guy is huge. His name is Bronx, and he's really cool. Now, not only do we have Bronx, but we got one called Sky. Sky is probably my favorite out of the two. Some really cool horns on him too. They're like real deep ebony color, smooth, quite pointy, very cool looking dude. Anyway, we decided we'd name him Bargy so that we could have Onion Bargy. I know, right? What else has been happening? Well, we lost the chicken. We lost the chicken. Yeah. Bit sad about that one. Chicky Minaj is no longer with us. She was taken to the big hen house upstairs where she's warm, hopefully laying eggs, because she never laid eggs for us, no. But maybe, just maybe, she's laying eggs in the big house upstairs. She was a gorgeous wee silky too, by the way. Absolutely stunning. But, you know, that's the life of a lifestyle blocker, I guess. Guess I could call ourselves that. Because in the last few months, we've upgraded our property too. While we've been trying to do events and gigs and get out there and do sound, a property popped up that looks like it could be quite good for a wee bit of a summer sessions. Yes. Hey, let's get into some more music though, and I'll tell you about what we've been up to a little bit later on. Let's hear a little something. I feel like a little bit of earworm. Yeah. Because I've got all these feelings. And, you know, they're all just happening. And they're all farm-related. Well, lifestyle block-related anyway. So here's a track for you. It's Earworm with Feel. Right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
I can feel your parents' eyeballs burning on a lull in me. It's not as if I've done anything, it's not as if I'm wrong. It's just the way it goes, sometimes we cannot carry on. So please, when you look at me, please remember, breathe down when you believe me when I say it's time to leave.
Are you sure that it's not just a state and you wouldn't feel better in time again? Don't ask me for pointers or drop to your knees. You're in the right corner, then I'd be green. So please understand I love you, but please get out my face. Be at peace that we are better with at least 3 feet of space. And you can keep my sweater, but please don't think it means a thing. We can remember, but it's better if we never meet again. God, class of fool, I forgot my name, but I'm having fun. Are you sure that it's not just a state and you wouldn't feel better in time again? Don't ask me for pointers or drop to your knees. You're in the red corner, then I bleed green. So please understand I love you, but please get out my face. Be at peace that we are better with at least 3 feet. And you can keep my sweater, but please don't think it means a thing. We can remember, but it's better if we never meet again.
I need somebody around me, but I already got her off me. But I need somebody around me, let's get back to chasing. I need somebody around me, but I already got her off me. I need somebody around me. She's flirtatious. I can see there's poison in that chalice, but I like a challenge, let me satisfy my habit. Wake up every time, like what's the damage? Under control, lethal shooter, I understand it.
Are you sure that it's not just a state and you wouldn't feel better in time again? Don't ask me for pointers or drop to your knees. You're in the red corner, then I bleed green. So please understand I love you, but please get out my face. Be at peace that we are better with at least 3 feet. And you can keep my sweater, but please don't think it means a thing. We can remember, but it's better if we never meet again.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm Tom Awana, and that was some fella from some FM Moore station, locally dude. His name's Grant, I think. His name's Eddie Grant. He's a former Invercargill fella who now works for Moore FM somewhere these days. And that was his track, Please. It was kind of neat. Apart from the normal music that I would normally listen to, which is more rocky-based, it's more grr-based. That one was very poppy and auto-tuney and not half bad. Hey, I'm Tom Awana. This is The Sounds of Southland, and we're talking about, well, stuff that's been happening over the last few months, because I have been a little bit absent and I am sorry for that. Now, let's talk about something that happened a couple of weeks ago. It is the Saints Men's Choir. They did something absolutely awesome. And this time, they were absolutely easy to mic up. I've tried everything. I've tried overhead hanging ESOs. I've tried 20 mics across the front. I've tried all sorts. And, it all just fell into place. and it was absolutely awesome. The one thing that the Saints Choir did impeccably well was project. And that's what we've been trying to work towards for years, is getting them to project and project well. And they absolutely nailed it. Not only did they nail that, but man, what a show. They had some top performers that night, and they had some pretty awesome songs as well. So normally the Saints Choir would do 3 tracks and then repeat that throughout the night. This time they had 9 different tracks and did a different set each time, and absolutely awesome, fellas. Great job. And you know what the best part was? It was a really great night for me to end my part of that. Now, I've been doing the Saints Men's Choir for almost 8 years. And it's been amazing to watch the show grow into what it has been. We started off that show using a small PA. Then we moved up to Triple Shots rig, and then that rig got too small, so we had to move up to a bigger size rig, and eventually we were using the rig from Massive Productions. And it just grew and grew and grew. The stage performances got bigger and bigger, and the amount of people needed on stage grew as well. Now, the highlight of that night, yes, the highlight was Highland Storm. Now, they came along and they did 3 songs at halftime. Absolutely nailed it. People were wanting more. They were asking for more. It was all about having more bagpipes, more rock music. And they only did 3 songs. It was awesome. Loved it. And I can't wait to see them again soon. And while I'm on that subject of seeing them again soon, well, we're going to see you again soon too. And you know what? Sam Cullen brought out a song not long ago. It was called That Somebody's You. So we're going to have a listen to that one. Why not? I'm Tom Moana. This is The Sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. And this is Sam Cullen's That Somebody's You.
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was a live track. Yes, it was. That live track came to us from the Southland Musicians Club a few weeks ago when the team was down here doing a Neil Diamond tribute show to the Hot August Night albums. And I tell you what, it was awesome. That was Simon Green on vocals, Simon Thompson on guitar, Aaron Ives on drums. It was Asher Skerritt on bass and Holly Longman on keys. Very cool lineup. Real easy to work with too. And that was one of the live tracks from that night. Just a straight two channel out of the desk into a recording software, and that's how it sounded. Not bad. Not bad. So what was I talking about earlier? Oh, yeah, the Saints Men's Choir. Phenomenal work. Well done. Got to give them high praise for that. And if you get the chance next year, get in and check it out because it is a lot of fun. It's worth going to support that one because it helps youth get into music. They have a lot of scholarships and, well, it's awesome. Who was it? They gave a scholarship away to Meadow, who is now in Australia doing following her dream when it comes to musical theatre. Absolutely awesome performer as well, so very deserving of that that scholarship. High fives to everyone who put that one on. It was just a great night's entertainment. The week after that, we had another one. It was the whatever the next one was. The Cancer Ball. The Jewel of the Southland. Yes, the Jewel of Southland Music and Balls. So who came down for that one? It was Capital City from Christchurch. Funny story, though. Capital City came down. Their flight was a no-go into Invercargill because of the weather we had the last weekend. So they got canned on that flight and had to drastically try and get flights into Queenstown and then get transport from Queenstown to Invercargill. They made it. Sound check was at 3 o'clock. They got there at 4 o'clock, which was even better. They still made it before the show opened at 5:30. Now, we did have a few hiccups along the way. There was a couple of bands playing that night. It was Jet Set and Capital City. Both great covers bands. Yeah. So we had the three-piece with backing tracks, and then we had the full-on the 10-piece, 13-piece, 10-piece. And that was absolutely awesome. I love it when I get to mix a good horn. And those horns were just delightful. Absolutely delightful. Now, it was funny, the, what do you call it, the baritone bass. I don't know what it is with these baritone bass players because they're usually really tiny. For example, Rhythmonix, the baritone bass player is Emma, and she's tiny. And then you've got Capital City, baritone bass player, also tiny. The baritone saxophone is almost the same size as them. Mm-hmm. But man, what a great sound coming out of those. Capital City was so tight in the horn section that I just wanted to make them like the best part of the show, which they were. But I mean, you had some great vocalists as well. You had Lizzle, you had Corey, and you had Shannon Cooper Garland. Absolutely fantastic lineup. Steve on drums, and there were a couple of others there as well, but I can't remember their names. But they were cool. The keyboard player, interesting guy. I did notice that halfway through the show, he turned his masters up on his keyboard and then I pulled his faders down. Same thing happened with the bass. Sound check, bass was good. And then it doubled in volume a few songs in. Like, that one comes down too. But absolutely phenomenal show. Now, why do things go wrong? Well, let me tell you why things go wrong. Cables can get absolutely naffed and things like that. Even during a show. So when we were setting up, we got it all up and running. Cool. Everything's working. Next day, things just start going wrong. And you just got to roll with it. You got to troubleshoot, whānau. Troubleshoot. And the fastest way to troubleshoot is signal flow. What is signal flow? Signal flow is sound comes out in the voice, goes into a microphone, down a cable, into a pedal, out of a pedal, into the front of house. You know, so the cable signal flow is where it starts, where it's going, and how you can check it. Easiest thing for us to do was, you know, we had to check our monitors because, you know, a couple of monitors stopped working. So we check the signal flow. We check it from, you know, we remove those monitors, replace the monitors. Okay, we still no sound. So then we go back. Is it the speakon cable? No, it's not, because I knew that signal was going out, but it wasn't coming out of the speakers. It turns out that one of the amps blew up. Mm-hmm. Whee, there goes an easy way to spend a few $1,000s. But yeah, so one of the amps, we noticed earlier on in the night that when the projectors and things had connected, there was a wee bit of a slight blackout, and something like that can, you know, that little power surge is enough to blow an amp if your three phase and your switchboard doesn't catch it first. Unfortunately, well, that didn't happen. Ooh, I've got a message. Anyway, so that's what happened. We had technical issues, but we managed to get them all fixed up before sound checks. So that was pretty awesome. And then the bands came in. They took a wee bit to get set up. So, you know, sound check's at 3 o'clock, whanau. That means sound check at 3 o'clock, not get there and set up. Cool. Just make sure that you remember that one. If sound check is 3 o'clock, you need to be there at 2 o'clock having all your kit set up so that you can make noise bang on 3 o'clock. Sometimes it happens. Most of the time it doesn't. But that is just the way it is. It is how live sound rolls. You just got to go with it when you have to. But great gig anyway. Michelle, absolutely fantastic on vocals. And I mean fantastic on vocals. Just a powerhouse. And it was funny. She was doing this track, Titanium. And I was like, cool, I'm just going to do some dub delays on this. So I did. And it was so good. You just got the Michelle doing all her parts, and she's just like this powerhouse little singer that does some Aretha Franklin style vocals. But we were sitting there, and I mean, when you've got good musicians, you don't have to do much. But yeah, I got to do dub delays on that, and it was so much fun. Absolutely so much fun. And they just sounded big and fat and full and all the really good words that you want to hear when you go to a gig. And Kossel's drum sound? Heck, the drum sound! I mean, nice sounding kit, but the drum sound, when the thunder of those toms just went gong, 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 gong across the room, absolutely fantastic. And what's the best way? Well, what I've, you know, a little bit of one of my tips and tricks is for those toms, throw a little bit of reverb on them as well. I know that we don't normally want to do it on the low stuff, but just do it. Add a little bit of reverb and then add a little bit more just so they go boom, boom, boom. It was thunderous, it was loud, and it matched the atmosphere. Really good night and just a great band to work with. Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit more about Capital City coming up next, but here's a track from Hudaki. And it's Sweeping Under the Rug right here on Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
Skimming over the top of it, never getting to the crux of it, cause we all know tomorrow never comes. Sweep it under the rug, evidence is not enough, cause we're all having too much fun to listen. Yeah, we all
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
All the colours blend as one and stars revolve around the sun. All we build will be undone inside the perfect storm. See the light inside of you and he will show you what to do. All the world will be as new inside the perfect storm. All things must pass inside the perfect storm. All things must pass inside the perfect storm. Every shade you're looking for is found upon a distant shore. You will never want for more inside the perfect storm. Mother Nature pulls us in like puppets blown into the wind. Life will end as it begins inside the perfect storm. All things must pass inside the perfect storm. Inside the perfect storm, when all the colors blend as one and stars revolve around the sun, only build will be undone inside the perfect storm. All things must pass inside the perfect storm.
Perfect storm.
Things must
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Into the East with The Perfect Storm. Hey, did you know someone's writing another album? Yeah, they are. It is Liv. She's making a new album and it's going to be a pretty good one. Hey, I did have a pause there. I had a mind blank. I'm like, what do I call her last name now? Anyway, Liv's creating something awesome and can't wait to be able to share that with you guys as well. Capital City was absolutely phenomenal. In fact, you know that song Can't Get Enough by Supergroove? Well, they did that song. They had the horns, they had the three vocals, they had it all, and it was such a vibe. It was a really cool track, and I really wish that I'd recorded that show just so I could mix that track again because they were just phenomenal. Hey, another thing, if you do get a chance, head in the next couple of years, I think it's every 2 years, book your tickets for that Cancer Ball and get in and check it out because it is a lot of fun and it is a great night. However, check the menu first. I will say that. Check the menu first because that was weird. There was this thing that looked like one of those round sponge coral looking things, the scrubber things, you know, the ones with the smiley face on them. There was one of those. And it was, it was blue. It was meant to be some fancy food, but I mean, the mouthfeel, I don't really want to eat a sponge because it was real corally and it didn't taste nice and it was weird. And then they had this other thing, which was like, what do you call it? Crayfish and coffee. I know! It was weird. Then there was this pate thing on a peach base. I love peaches, just not those ones. But the mains were yum, the desserts were delicious, well, except for the peachy-looking version of, I don't know, it tasted like licorice that was meant to be a sticky date pudding. It was weird. And it was super chewy too. But the chocolate thing that was on there, the chocolate cheesecake and the baked cheesecake with the soft center, oh, it was so good. Hey, I've got more to share with you over the next few weeks, so listen up. Hey, there are some more albums that are coming out soon too. One that I'm still waiting to get some tracks from, that's Kelsiana, but she will be recording some new stuff as well, so I'm going to share you some sneak previews of that one because I'm recording it at my whare. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we brought a house. I may have told you that already, but now we've got a bigger house, which means the old house is going to be a recording studio as well as Airbnb. So maybe we can get some of those creatives down staying, writing their music on a little wee retreat in the garden and then pop over to the big house to have some recordings done. I'm looking forward to something like that. I reckon it could be done. And it's just a few people we've got to talk to. Have you ever thought of having your own radio show? You should, because it is a lot of fun and it's quite easy to do. If you want to, contact admin@radiosouthland.org.nz. Send in your idea and they'll help you discover its potential. Yeah, very cool stuff. And, you know, there's just great things you can do when it comes to community and what you can do with community radio and helping people out. Don't forget to keep an eye out on what may be happening on Waitangi Day. Yeah, it's the day before my wedding, but I have the permission to organise the event. Whee! So keep an ear out because it is going to be a cool one. Lots of food, lots of stalls, and lots of fun. Hey, I'm going to leave you with one last song from one of my favourite bands, Left or Right. That's right, left or right. With the track Diamond Ray. I'm Tom Awana, and if you want to find this podcast, you can find it on all your streaming platforms. Yes, it is still on Spotify. It is still on Apple Podcasts, well, whatever ones they're called. And you can find it on about 30 different platforms. The last time I checked, anyway. But my favourite platform for you to pick is radiosouthland.org.nz. This is Diamond Ray, left or right. Matiwa whānau, nā mihi. Oh, by the way, at this other thing, they keep saying na mihi. Anyway, that's enough from me. All right. See you next week.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.